Online, someone who has been with this station, he's the longest-serving contributor, Malcolm Stewart. Good evening.
Hello, good evening to you, Dennis. Very nice to be talking to you. Yeah, it was back in 1973. I was a reporter with the Guardian newspaper, and a friend of mine was a great big burly Australian who'd come over to work there for a few years, Peter Harvey. And Peter was going back to Australia, eventually to become a doyen, of course, of Channel 9 television.
Yep.
And he said, Malcolm, I do these radio bits of some stations in Australia. Would you like to take over for me? So I said, well, fine. And just a couple of weeks later, I found myself on the liner QE2 going to Israel, a very controversial voyage. The liner had been chartered by an American Jewish organization to celebrate the 25th anniversary of the State of Israel. And Colonel Gaddafi hinted he was going to send out a submarine to torpedo it going through the Mediterranean. So naturally enough, all the newspapers, including The Guardian, decided they had to have a reporter on board. And my very first contribution to 3AW was by ship-to-shore radio from the QE2. Fortunately, it wasn't torpedoed, and I had a good time when I arrived in Israel, got to Jerusalem for the first time. So that was how it all started.
Yeah.
And, I've been contributing to the breakfast program ever since then, and to Drive since, I think, 1984, I think I started with Drive.
Now, Malcolm, how do you balance the two spots? Because it's sort of across the road, you know, it's right across the day.
Well, the Drive one, it means getting up for me at 5 a.m. at the moment, and I'm used to it, of course. Now, of course, for many, many years, I was a newspaper reporter, and for The Guardian, then The Daily Mail. And I'm happily to say I was able to report to 3AW for some real trouble spots, including Egypt during the Yom Kippur War, Greece as the colonels collapsed, Portugal, their revolution there, even from the Falkland Islands. Well, after my newspaper experience, I then spent 25 years in television for the ITV network, working as a reporter and producer.
Yeah.
And all the time I've been able to fit in my Australian broadcasting. I've been delighted to do so.
Malcolm Stewart, you are such a part of this radio station. We love to hear your reports, and thank you so much for giving us a bit of time tonight.
Delighted to have talked to you, Dennis. Bye for now.
Malcolm Stewart.